I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday. We'll talk to Scott coming up in a few minutes here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Twitter question of the day, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and scales your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So our first poll today revolved around the idea of bringing Rhys Hoskins back to the Phillies. Do you want him? Yes or no? 53% saying no. This is a shame. 53% of people don't want that bat back in the lineup. 53% of people today are on Hugh Douglas' side of this. I consider it a shame. You could consider it your heater because you hit a parlay yesterday.
Well, I was about to say it's probably because of that full egger.
Oh, they heard that.
They heard him like, this guy right here.
So what else did you have in your parlay? You had, tennis match.
I had the Phillies money line.
Okay, in the first game. Obviously.
First game. Because you know what's funny? As I was doing my parlay, I did like both games.
You would have lost then.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know what? Let me just do this. Let me just focus on the first game. Because I knew my day was going to be a little hectic because I wasn't going to be able to pay attention to the second one.
Sure.
So I said, okay, I did that. The Kyle Schwarber home run. Kyle Schwarber hit. that was an easy one right there. And then Francisco came with the tennis parlay. He came with the fourth leg.
So I don't know. I know you were busy yesterday. You had a meeting after the show, but you had to be. That money line almost fell apart in the ninth inning. Romano loaded the bases.
You know what? I didn't sweat.
Nail biter.
I didn't sweat it. I didn't sweat it.
Oh, come on.
Because initially when I did the four-legger, I was like, you know what? Because Francisco was so adamant about me putting that leg of the tennis in, I didn't know how, it was going to play out.
Okay.
But it started well because that was the one Francisco gave me. That was the one that hit almost immediately. And then, I sweated a little bit with the Schwarber one. But then, it worked out for me.
All right, you ready to humble yourself? We have company here. You can't be bragging about your parlay's hitting. Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm great. $8 is $8, man.
Hey, Scott, they don't understand. It's these young cats, man. They don't understand. $8 is a lot when you get a little bit, mature.
Yeah.
Mature in your day.
Well, a lot is, again, a relative situation, but it is $8 you didn't have the day before.
Truthfully, that's all that matters. But, Scott, here's a question I have for you. How do you feel the Phillies handled the whole being a Brave situation? Because that's what we were on we were championing the cause yesterday to being a Brave, and obviously the Phillies didn't do that. I mean, where do you stand when it comes to stuff like that? Do you think there's some cause for retaliation or just go out and play baseball?
Well, I do think if there's a sort of a pattern of that kind of stuff, and I got to be honest, I hadn't seen it a whole lot with the Braves. I know Harper got hit a couple of times the other night in Sacramento. Obviously, I mean, I just don't think Strider's got any intent to hit him there. I do think he's trying to pitch inside, and I think, it's okay to pitch inside and make guys wary and let them know you're out there and make them move the feet in the box. But And it's honestly, it's a different game. It just doesn't happen like it used to. You just don't see that kind of stuff. And everybody's mindful of it. Everybody's watching for it. The umpires are watching for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it not a situation where I'm just like, you know, bloodthirsty and I need somebody to go down. Because again, I don't think there was a whole lot of intent there. There are other situations where there, you feel like there is intent, and it's definitely worth an answer back. But I wasn't convinced that that was one of those spots.
Scott, I saw the Strider hit by pitch similar to yours. I didn't think he was trying to hit Harper. He did, and I thought he was trying to obviously pitch inside and maybe back him up off the plate. Scott, if it continues, though, if pitchers continue to go up and in on the Phillies, maybe just try to back them off the plate, and we get a few more hit by pitches, do you think at some point the Phillies have to kind of send a message back like, hey, let's be careful here with our guys? Because, you know, unfortunately, those go the wrong way, and, you know, we lose someone for a month or two or three because someone, you know, breaks a bone.
Sure. You know, again, I don't know if it's a huge deterrent, say, to face retaliation. I mean, you know, once upon a time, if a pitcher did that, a pitcher was going to wear it, right? He was going to feel it. And I think there was a little more hesitancy then to pick your spots and pick your battles. But now that's not the case. A pitcher doesn't have to stand in the box. Now, pitcher's got to take the rip. He's going to take the suspension, which would be coming. I believe that, and I think that's also a consideration as well. But, you know, I think if it's a pattern and guys are coming inside, I think as much as anything, just to stand up for your teammates and say, all right, well, we can play that game too. I do think there's a time and a place for that kind of thing in the game still. And you know, again, we don't see it as much as we used to. That's for sure, but I do think there's still a time and a place for it.
Scott Fransky with us here, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, no matter what who they're playing and what they're doing and what the other storylines are, the Phillies seem to win series over and over and over. It's 9 out of 10 now. This is really a long, extended run of really good baseball from the Phillies. It's not just that winning streak they had there. It feels like they've been playing well for probably the better part of 6 weeks now. It's a great run, Scott, they're on, and they've been on it for a while.
They have. Obviously, this is coming right on the heels of that series in New York. I think it. I think I've said it before, but I think it woke some guys up. It was definitely not a situation where they came out of there and said to themselves, "Oh well, it's April, right?" They came out of there and said, "It's April. We need to get going. These games count. These games all count, and we need to get it together." And I do think they came out of there with a little bit of renewed purpose. And again, I think any team, regardless of how good they are, they face adversity somewhere over the course of the season. And it's how they respond to that. And I think we could all be happy with the fact that they've responded so well to that particular bit of adversity. There's going to be more. They're going to come through it again. They're going to have struggles. They're going to have, you know, down weeks or a couple of weeks where things aren't going well. And it's how they respond to those moments to make the difference between, you know, a winning team and you know, maybe just an average team or an elite team. It's how they handle those moments of adversity, and I think they've handled that first. I mean, for me, that was the first big, you know, mile marker in the season to go there against your division rivals and get beat up the way they did. And I think it's really encouraging to see the way they've responded since then.
You know, Scott, speaking of that, the team is 36-20. They're playing well, but like any team, in a situation like this, everybody has warts. So when we look at this team, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, we know that the bullpen needs a little bit of help, and it would be nice to have another bat in that starting lineup. So if you were the GM or you were Topper, and if you had a choice to fix which one, and you think which one needs the fix immediately, which one would that be? Would that be the bullpen, or would that be get another bat in here?
Well, I think if I could only make one move, is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, I think I would shore up the bullpen because I think there are less internal options that have upside.
Mm-hmm.
I think offensively there's guys that have underperformed, and whether you think they will come through or not is a different question. But you do have some guys internally, boom, Castellanos, you know, that are on the roster now, boom, Castellanos, JT, guys, you know, primarily right-handed bats who haven't hit for power the way they're hoping for. They haven't hit, you know, enough doubles. They haven't hit enough homers. They haven't driven in enough runs. And I think it's those guys that you think, all right, well, if they can bounce back to something closer to their career norms, then we're going to be better off offensively. Now, the flip side of that is I just don't see that with the bullpen guys. I mean, there's some guys who could pitch better. There's no doubt. But are they sort of the elite late inning relievers that you're looking for? So I think if there's a deal to be made and you can go out there and get a guy who is a true elite late inning reliever, that's the move you should probably be focused on.
Scott, I want to ask you about Jordan Romano. You talk about guys that could be better, and he certainly has been better, you know, and the whole bullpen really has been better the month of May. But Romano has been better than he was early in the season. Yet I still don't know what I'm getting with him. Like, some nights he goes out there and he looks really sharp and he gets a lot of swings and misses and it looks easy. And then there's days like yesterday where he really, I mean, they were close to losing that game. I mean, I don't even know if that last strike was actually a strike. I mean, he was all over the place yesterday. When you watch Romano, what are you noticing? Certainly been better, but I still feel like I'm not sure which guy I'm getting every time he goes out there.
Yeah, I do think he's still trying to find a little bit more consistency. He was really, really good there for 7 or 8, 9 outings in a row. You know, on the heels of a really bad day against Miami that day at home, which didn't cost him the game ultimately. But then he had the day in Sacramento where I think clearly the mound was an issue and it got in his head and he got all kind of sideways. And then this week, right? He looks unbelievable Tuesday night and he looked like a different guy yesterday. So I think he's still in that mode of searching, finding, trying to find some consistency. I think when his velo is up, when he's not being overused, when his velo's up, I think he's better off. I think we've seen those nights when he performs a little better. But he's a guy that I do think has more in the tank, has more upside there. And they're going to need it because obviously without Alvarado for the foreseeable future, somebody's got to be the guy to lock it down. And Matt Strom has had his struggles. And right now, Romano and Kirkering are the closest things you have to the end of the game guys. Even with some inconsistency there, it's kind of something they're having to live with.
Yeah, it is, and it's working out for now, and the bullpen certainly has been better, and they won that first game really close yesterday with the save by Romano. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
As always.
And we'll be listening against the Brewers. Thank you, Scott.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, sounds good, guys. Talk to you next week.
There you go. Scott Fransky there on a Fransky Friday. All right, so Scott, you asked him about it, and it was a big topic here for a few days. And then I was listening on my way in this morning, Hugh, and I heard the camera mention that at one point in the game, Zach Wheeler did hit a Brave, but it was almost like an accident, and the Brave actually, I think it was Nick Allen, the shortstop, he swung at the pitch. Like it was one of those, like, check swings, and the ball just kind of rode inside. It didn't strike me at all as a purposeful retaliation.
Uh-huh.
The batter swung, so I don't count that. Are you bothered the Phillies didn't really retaliate? Because I am. I mean, we had two games yesterday, and the second game, they're down like 9 runs. Like, isn't that a spot to retaliate? The game's over. They're going to lose anyway. I walked away from last night disappointed the Phillies didn't make a Brave wear one.
I mean, but you kind of knew. everybody kind of told you that was going to be the case. I mean, it kind of started with L.A. L.A. said when it happened.
They should.
But they're not. And he said that that was a matter of fact kind of response from L.A. And it was, I read it initially I read it like L.A. was like, oh, they're kind of soft. And, you know, that's probably how we all read it because we're in the moment. We, you know, there's emotion behind it. But as I thought about it and, you know, hearing other people talk about it, and here's just the reality of this team, and you can call it whatever you want to, having the dogs or having that bite or whatever. They're just a team that focuses on the bigger picture for the most part. Because think about it like this. We've sat here for the last couple of months since baseball season has started, and we've picked apart this team, everything that they've done, every nuance that they've had.
Yep.
And they've won, what, 30 games, 36 games?
Out of 36
and 20?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great
record. So they're the type of team that, you know, they don't really worry about all the white noise or anything like that. Just go out there and play. And that's good. Now they just have to keep on this road that they're on and don't worry about anything else. Just make sure that you keep this momentum going into the postseason. I know that sounds real boring.
It sounds soft.
Yeah,
come on.
It does. I mean, it does. But see, sometimes being a grown up, that's what it entails.
No, see, you're accepting what they did yesterday. I'm disappointed.
Well, I'm trying
yesterday they needed to be a Brave.
I'm trying to be a grown up.
Oh,
about
stop.
This
stop being a can you not?
Yeah, you caught yourself again.
I didn't ask for a grown up. I don't need grown ups. I have grown ups.
Gotta get out of here.
I have grown ups in every other aspect of my life. Why do I have to have it with the baseball team?
Sometimes in sports we have to be grown ups, especially nowadays.
Oh, stop. No, we don't. All right,
we have to be.
215-592-9494. We'll continue the Reese Hoskins conversation. Do you want him back? But did it disappoint you the Phillies didn't retaliate yesterday? They had 18 innings of baseball. And if you want to say the first game, very close, back and forth, couldn't find our spot, our shot. All right, I can understand that because they want to win the game. The night game was over in the middle of the game. They could have taken a shot in any of those later innings, and they wouldn't change anything of the outcome. Kyle, I was totally disappointed that we didn't get a legitimate beating of a Brave.
I was pissed. I was at the game. I thought there
was for blood.
Of course I would. Yeah. There was a perfect opportunity, I thought, with Acuna up. And this is when the Phillies were down pretty good. I think he was 3-0. I think Wheeler had pitched him 3-0 in the count.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just let that fourth one be square to the ribs? Like, that was a perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity. You're probably going to put him on base anyway.
Yep.
I think they did put him on base anyway.
I think they did.
With a walk. So let him wear one. I was at the game. I wanted to boo. I wanted them to hit a Brave really badly. And I'm pissed off that, especially in that second game, when they had so many opportunities to do it, that game clearly had gotten away from them. And they hit Trey in the foot.
They did.
Like, it was piling up for me in a way that I was starting to get upset. And they're just getting hit too often, like, recently. And I was very upset leaving that game that at least it didn't end with somebody getting hit.
Yeah, look, there's intent. I agree with Scott. And we all kind of agreed on this the other day. I don't think Strider purposely hit Bryce Harper a couple days ago, but he did. And then Turner got hit. Like, at some point, you got to send a message back.
Repercussions and consequences.
Yes. Yeah, I would think you would be part of, you would understand that, but it's that you've gone soft on us.
I do understand it, but sometimes you got to be a grown up about these things, man. It's tough. I hate being a grown up, but here I am. I got no choice.
You absolutely have a choice. Joe and I have taken the choice to not be.
What you could do is denounce everyone you know in Atlanta, say that they're all soft, and we should hit them all.
I said they're soft. I said that.
Yeah, but you did it reluctantly a couple days ago.
I don't care about the fans.
215-592. Now, I'm curious, because a lot of people that we spoke to over the past few days here wanted retaliation, and they had two games yesterday, 18 innings of baseball to being a Brave, and they didn't do it. And don't give me the Wheeler, Nick Allen thing. That was a two-seamer that ran inside. He didn't mean to hit him, and the guy swung. I mean, if you're swinging at a pitch, it's obviously not a pitch you're intended to be hit on. That was just totally kind of a weird thing. They chose not to do it. Topper, before the game, kind of gave skids, you know, skid the he greased the skids for us not doing it. We should have hit them, and that's the bottom line. And now, to me, it loses some steam if we do it the next time we play them. Like, this was the moment. This was the series.
That's the thing, because normally when you retaliate against somebody, it's usually in the moment. But some of the best revenge is served cold. Like, you know what I mean?
Like when wins?
Well, yeah, that or, you know, just winning a World Series. You know, the bigger picture. See, this story is still being written, and I understand exactly why you feel the way that you feel. And this is why some people, they tend to wait for karma. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like you, Joe. I don't like to wait for karma. I'm more of a hands-on type person.
Yeah, let's finish business.
Yeah, but that's not, you're asking somebody to be something that they're not. You know what's funny? Because we were talking about this the other day. And some of the callers come out, I would do this and I would do that. And I just thought to myself, I didn't say it to any of the callers. I'm like, but would you really do that, though? Because it's a lot of time. Like, think
yes.
about the world we live in. Like, a lot of people talk trash on social media. They Twitter tough guys. But when they get in folks' face, they don't have that bravado that they have.
But wait,
they
there's a difference between me or a caller saying
Twitter tough guys.
Yeah, action, yeah. You know, real action. Versus if I was a player and I was on a team, like,
yeah, but
there's a team element to this.
Well, but to me, it's relatable because most of the people talk about what they would do, you know, if they did this, that, and third, but they don't even do that in their real life.
I miss a good mound charge, too.
Oh, I do.
Like, Harper's charged the mound before.
Oh, there's a Hunter Strickland in San Francisco. Yeah, he did it a few times.
Maybe the worst helmet toss I've ever seen, by the way.
It was pretty bad, yeah. That's not his strength.
No. Yeah, some people just ain't about that action, though, man. Just about that talk.
But I feel like the Phillies are.
They're not. They've shown you that they're not.
I don't agree. Like,
who? Okay.
I'll give you a guy.
Who? I was about to ask.
Who was Castellanos about to fight? And when he slid hard into home plate, he was with the Reds, and he was about to, the catcher and flexed on him.
How long ago was this?
So, years. But there was even the thing with Castellanos last year, remember the Uceda from the Rays? It was a game in September. He hit him square in the back on purpose, and they flipped out. I mean, the Phillies have some edge to them when they want to. I just, they let this thing, was that?
I was like, I don't know, I just don't see it.
You don't see edge?
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me yesterday, I don't know how we got on this conversation, but we were talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, what type of person are you? Right? Because I forgot. We were talking about fighting.
Angry, mean, crazy?
No, we were talking, and they said, well, what type of person is Joe? And I said, I feel like this is Joe. I was like, if I was in a street fight, Joe's the type of person, he doesn't want to fight. But if I'm in a street fight, he's going to fight.
Oh, I'll have your back. Yeah,
he's going to fight. And I forgot how we got, because I guess they were asking me about some of the people that I work with and how are they. I said, Joe's not going to, he doesn't want to, but he will.
Probably be better if I was in the fight and you helped rather than the other way. I don't know how much help I'm going to give, but I'll try.
I'm just saying, that's what I said. I said, Joe's probably not a fighter, but Joe is not going to sit there and not throw hands. Now, some other cats that I probably work with, they're probably not going to throw no hands, but I just remember saying that. And this is, I say all that to say, you need to know the people that you're dealing with.
Mm.
And when L.A. said what he said, he, like, immediately after it happened, that's all you needed to hear. Because L.A. said, they need to retaliate, but they're not. And you can read, and I read that the way that I read it. I was like, they're kind of soft. But you can read that any way you want
you
to.
Can.
You can read it as like, hey, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry. Or you can read it as, you know, hey, we're a bunch of grown men, and we're not about all of that you know, tomfoolery.
Well, we heard the manager yesterday kind of points that out. Let's grab Ed, who's up on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, not much. Hey, I've been listening to you guys all week. Mm-hmm. This is my first time calling into the radio station. I love you guys' show.
Appreciate you.
Hey, but my thing is like, there's consequences of that, too, right? So if you retaliate and you want to, like, you know, just maybe hit him in the arm or something, and it hits him in the head, then what happens? Are we all talking about, oh, really? We shouldn't have done that? You could talk about retaliation. To me, it's like kind of back in the day when he would say something to you and you get in a fight, or if you have words, you know, you throw a punch, and then all of a sudden, it's just, all right, you knock the guy out. But what if the guy hits his head in the bar, and now you got involuntary manslaughter?
All right, so couple things, Ed.
I got heavy quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I got heavy.
No, I've been listening all week.
No, you're fine. All right, so a couple things, Ed. I get it, but there's a couple differences. One, if we're in a bar, no one's wearing a helmet, and we're probably drunk, so we're not thinking straight. Number two, I'm not throwing a kid that just got out from AAA to go do it, and maybe he has no command. Like, I wanted Zach Wheeler to do it. I feel like if I tell Zach Wheeler, ask Zach Wheeler, to throw the ball at Acuna's back, he's got pretty good command. Like, he might miss by a little bit, but I don't think he's going to hit him in the head. You know what I mean? Like, I think he might, but he's probably... I mean, they've been playing baseball for 120 years. I haven't seen anyone die on the field.
They do have helmets on, too.
They
like,
have
we
helmets.
Saw Bryce Harper get hit square in the face.
Yeah.
And he didn't die.
thank God, but there's a chance he might. I'm just saying, what's the conversation the next day if everybody's like, we have to do it, or so-and-so has to do it, and does it, and it gets a bad outcome, and everybody's just like, because, like, unintentional, whether, I think a lot of people agree, even the manager and the players,
because
they didn't react to it. They didn't come out, like, with a melee like they would normally do if it's deemed as it's intentional.
Isn't there a chance I die walking into work?
Well, you guys, I've been living all week, and I'm just like, but what if? But what if it does happen and it goes bad?
Yeah.
Like you said,
look, if that ever happened, and a good phone call, we appreciate listening.
Well, maybe they just shouldn't play baseball.
Yeah, if that ever happened, it'd be awful. I mean, obviously. But again, they have helmets, and they've been playing for 120 years, and they used to do this on
all the
regular.
Time.
They used to just throw at each other. If you give someone a bad look, you get one up buzzed by your face. And no one ever died. And again, none of us called for them to throw it at someone's head. Like, no one did that on WIP. I don't even think a caller did.
Well, somebody called by the
name. Ken was out of control.
Someone wanted a clavicle broken, but that's different. No one asked for the head, okay? The point is, I think Zach Wheeler could put the ball in Acuna's ribs or back pretty easily. He's a great pitcher. You were right over there?
No.
Okay.
When you hit me with no one ever died, that was strong.
No one ever died. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
I'm just saying.
All these years of baseball, I've never seen one die. 215-592-9494. Your calls on this. We'll get back to the Hoskins thing as well.
Did
well, they die? No. Reese Hoskins, do you want him back on the Phillies? I do at the trade deadline. He was worried about defense over here. Oh, the irony today. This guy's worried about defense. Also, we have an Andrew Painter watch to get to. How did he do in his latest Triple-A start? Your phone calls. And are you upset the Phillies didn't retaliate? I am. They had 18 innings of baseball yesterday, and I didn't have one brave beaned. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.